directions. We can walk and talk if you don't mind.
I'm actually a gun dealer.
Okay, sounds great. I'm Rob Lang from WBAL Radio. What's your name, sir?
My name's Nathan.
Nathan, and you're a gun dealer where?
In Brandywine, Maryland.
Brandywine, Maryland. What? Now, you're going to stand in line, wait. I assume you're going to try to testify today, right?
I would like to.
What is your message to the members of these two committees?
The people that show up at gun stores and buy guns are not the criminals. They're just normal citizens. They fill out the paperwork. They wait approval from state police. And they've done nothing wrong. Right now, they're treating this thing as if the people that buy guns are criminals. Fingerprinting anybody isn't going to do anything. It's an added expense that's going to be added on. And for what reason? The people, 90% of the people that buy weapons at a gun store have done nothing wrong. Now we've got to prove ourselves innocent and worthy and go through the added expense of trying to prove that we're good citizens and we're allowed to have guns.
The licensing requirements, that kind of thing?
Well, the licensing requirements are fine. Currently, Maryland has a very tough licensing. You've got to go through the Maryland State Police. They have a mental background check. They have a waiting period. You can only purchase one gun a month. They have these requirements. This added thing about adding on an assault rifle because it has a pistol grip. Pistol grips and rifles date back hundreds of years. The most expensive rifles, the Mannlichers had that style. And the thumb-hold stock guns, they're very expensive guns. All these guns are guns that appear to be mean and nasty. They're not. They function the same as any other semi-automatic rifle.
I have to ask, what impact has this debate on this legislation had on your business? Are you finding
I'll tell you what happened is O'Malley, Governor O'Malley, has been the greatest thing for the gun industry. They have absolutely run out of guns. They've run out of ammunition. I can't buy guns that I would love to buy. Handguns of any kind, 22s, things that you would not even think in a million years, I would have never thought you would run out of 22 ammunition. One of the smallest, commonest calibers in the world. And there's no ammunition available because people are frightened. You're going to take away their rights that they've earned as Americans.
And I got the sense the debate on the federal legislation increases business even more.
It does. And you listen to the politicians. Vice President Biden talks about shooting a gun out the window. That's against the law. It's patently against the law. And anybody that's ever attended a gun safety course knows you don't stick a gun out the window. You don't pull the trigger and blast off in the night. It's just who in the right mind would willy-nilly stick a gun out the window and fire off two rounds in the middle of the night off the balcony, as he says, into the air. That's crazy.
What if you didn't have a balcony?
Right. I mean, that's absolute craziness. And this is, he's the vice president of this country. And he says, well, it's easier to shoot a 12 gauge than to quote the ARs. It's much easier to shoot an AR than a 12 gauge. I have some friends that are very far to the left and they were concerned about problems. And they came over to my house and I live in a rural area. Mm-hmm. And I said, try the shotgun. And she was adamant after shooting it. She did not want any parts of it. And she tried the AR, and she says, I want two of them.
I've never shot an AR.